Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. First, I would like to thank all the panelists for the presentations we have just heard. I would like to focus my intervention on the efforts undertaken by the EU to counter the threat posed by IEDs, addressing some of the guiding questions circulated before. European Union reaffirms its strong commitment to support actions in addressing the threat of anti-personnel mines and explosive remnants of war, including improvised explosive devices. We express our deep concern over the increasing global impact of IEDs use worldwide and their indiscriminate use and effects. Over the past decade, the EU funding was made available to support the destruction and disposal of hazardous ammunition, the contribution to safety and security in the area, and the minimization of the effects of mines and explosive remnants of war. All EU member states have supported the relevant UN General Assembly resolutions and the political declaration within CCW amended Protocol 2, which have helped to build global awareness of the importance of countering the threat posed by IEDs. The EU supports UN Security Council Resolution 2370 of 2017 and relevant subsequent Council resolutions, which call for more stringent national measures to prevent the supply of weapons and explosive precursors to terrorists. Moreover, the EU believes that it is crucial to involve and engage private sector bodies in an effort to limit the flow of precursor materials to unauthorized end users. The role and responsibilities of the private sector should be strengthened by increasing awareness among the private sector on its role in stemming proliferation of IEDs, also by establishment of notable good practices, and by addressing the complexity of the supply chain for clarifying the roles and responsibilities. The EU has already undertaken several concrete actions in accordance with the European Agenda on Security, and more specifically, in the EU Action Plan against the illicit trafficking and use of firearms and explosives. Actions to help reduce the possibility of misuse of explosives for the use of IEDs. Harmonized EU rules, notably EU Regulation 2019/1148, have been adopted concerning the marketing and use of explosive precursors, targeted at chemical substances which can be misused for the illicit manufacture of explosives. The EU legislation set up a system for the identification and traceability of explosives for civil use, information exchange networks, and harmonization of safety requirements. The overall purpose of the EU-wide harmonized rules and closer cooperation between EU institutions, EU member states, and other relevant stakeholders, such as industry and Europol, is to reduce the risk that chemical substances are used for the illicit manufacture of explosives. Let me also mention that several EU member states were engaged in the initiative of the UN Mine Action Service on IED disposal standards to supplement the current framework of the International Mine Action Standards. Thank you.